Welcome to another episode of Watching Lovecraft Country.
Just a sip.
I am one of your hosts, Joe.
And I'm the other host, Jim Bob.
And we are one drink in. And always out of sync.
That's how we live our lives.
What episode are we on here?
We are on, A Strange Case. Episode 5. Are we halfway through?
I guess that is the halfway point, yes.
I assume.
Is there a fancy word for that? Is the season half over or half begun?
It's both.
Yeah, I like that.
Are you?
I'm doing the optimist or the pessimist.
I gotcha. Thing. Yeah, it's technically both are correct. Mm-hmm. Everyone is both an optimist and a pessimist.
Half over or half? Like, I don't think anybody says it's half begun. I think it would be half over, right? Or am I just a pessimist?
Yeah, half begun doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
Doesn't.
Because no, it's fully
there's
begun.
There's a different way of phrasing it. Yeah.
It's halfway.
Half into it?
Half. It's half over and half yet to come. Those are the. That's how
no
you
No one's ever
it
said half yet to come. Yeah, the season's great. It's half yet to come. I said no
half
one
the
ever.
Episodes are yet to come. You know what?
Except the most optimistic person ever.
Maybe I'm that optimistic. Maybe that's me.
Yeah.
Have you got half the episodes yet to come?
Outside of this conversation, have you ever used that way
all
to describe
the
season?
Yeah. Well, not just the season. Like, I'll be eating my dinner and I'll be like, I've got half my dinner yet to come.
I'm quite certain you're the one that said we're halfway through the season. You started this conversation.
Anyway,
that's neither here nor there. Yes, episode 5, Stranger Things. Strange happenings.
Strange case.
Stranger case. And yeah, so what did you think of the episode, Jim Bob?
It was okay.
A sip. So we just finished it. Thoughts and reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Dug in.
Yeah, Atticus and Letty are kind of the B plot in this episode. And I feel like the A plot is like Ruby being a white girl.
Yep. With her privilege. She's getting a taste of that white privilege that
it's free ice
everybody's
cream.
Talking about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what white privilege really is.
I've
occasional
yet to get
free ice cream,
so I guess I'm doing it
You've
wrong.
You've never gotten free ice cream?
I mean, I guess there's events where there's always free ice cream, but
See?
I assume everybody gets free ice cream. No? Jeez. It is,
not everybody
a
gets
sad
it.
Life out there, man. Yeah.
Your eyes are being open to the realities of our world.
That's all thanks to Lovecraft Country. I think that's what it does best, is to open your eyes, pull back the veil.
So one thing I do like about this episode is the effects for the transformation.
That did it for you?
Despite the fact that it's like a crazy mess, but you kind of see the other person sort of like under the skin. I thought that was super cool. Very Lovecraftian,
cool.
Like sort of body horror kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yes. That straight out of the text from which this is based, they describe it as like your insides just exploding outward.
Mm.
So they pretty much... Yeah, I think they captured it pretty well. It's a messy process.
It is. It seems to leave behind a lot of evidence.
Or maybe maybe it like disintegrates like a certain
like
other
Spider-Man's
show we watched.
Web.
Watchmen. Remember the rain from the sky that would just disintegrate shortly after. So yes, it's a messy thing. But we also get confirmation that Christina and William are one and the same. I don't know about you, but my mind was just blown when they revealed that.
Yeah, I totally didn't see that coming.
I feel like it was.
We also get confirmation that Montrose is as we suspected, Tree was right about one thing, and it's Montrose.
I think the jury's still out on that one. Are we sure? Yeah, I'd say it's pretty explicitly clear at this point. So... lots of reveals. We also get some reveal that there is some drama in this other lodge with Lancaster. It sounds like there's a, some people aren't there. I guess there's a kind of unclear
Succession.
Yes.
Also,
what is up with Lancaster's chest? He looks like Frankenstein.
My next question. Yes, he seemed to have a bit of black.
Yeah.
And also a dude in his closet.
A dude in his closet who is also stitched up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Is dead. He kind of made that comment about.
Yeah.
They always talk. Unclear. Especially when they're dead or something, which I don't know how, you know, I don't try to speak with a bunch of dead people, but they're generally not very talkative. I think it's a one-way conversation for the most part.
It is. Yes. I have spoken with a lot of dead people, and it is.
Their tongue is cut out. Was that Hocus Pocus? No, his mouth was sewed shut, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that movie in ages and ages. I probably should watch it again.
It's a good one.
Is it as good as I remember as a kid?
I think it holds up. It's watch it this Halloween.
Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker. And Salem others. The Cat.
In his first breakout role before landing Sabrina as a recurring character, yes. Oh my. What else? What other big reveals?
There's a confusing reveal at the end.
Ooh, about we get some
something about this language about of Adam, and also some like weirdness about like how the I don't know about you, but I was like a little thrown off about how he's translating it as if it's just like a letter substitution with English.
Letter for letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what he even kind of like, referenced that, right? Assuming it's like the English alphabet.
But it seemed like he was kind of right.
Seems that way.
I don't know.
Yeah. We get to hear a little bit more about this Gia.
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah.
He makes another expensive phone call. How much do you think a phone call like that costs? I mean, I guess back in the 50s, you know.
Man, probably a whole nickel or something.
10 cents. Remember 10, 10, 3, 2, 1?
I do. I reference that often. I feel like nobody remembers that. But every time somebody says like 10, 10 something, I'm like, oh, like 10, 10, 3, 2, 1 with Dennis just Miller. Yeah. 10 cents or 99 cents for the first minute and 10 cents a minute after that.
Oh, man. Remember having to pay attention to your minutes? I think
I never did that.
Well, somebody was. You must have racked up quite a phone bill. My aunt, she still has minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think she needs to probably look at upping her phone plan. Or maybe she's grandfathered into some crazy good rate. I don't know.
Or maybe she's being scammed.
Could be that as well. Or she could just be wrong and she's just holding on to the old years of counting your minutes and she's just never going to stop.
We counted our minutes and liked it.
Back in my day, I counted our minutes uphill both ways. So, yes. So, Gia. And then next week, it looks like it's going to be a very Gia.
A flashback episode. Your It's like every show needs a flashback episode now, right? Like, it's like, mystery in the past. We're in the middle, the mid-season lull. Point
where it's halfway over, as we've discussed. It's all, you know.
Half yet to come.
It looks really good. I'm excited to see this. And this is, none of that is from the books. This whole Gia character. Oh. So this will be all kind of new.
Are you sure this isn't the chapter you like zoned out during?
That's entirely possible. I might have fallen asleep during this chapter. Mm. I've been known to do that. But no, I don't think I remember Gia. I think she'd stick out. She seems like a pretty interesting character.
We'll see.
So yeah, he calls.
I do wonder, like what is with, because it seems like there's some, you know, Tick has like some even further supernatural history, right?
Yeah, well, I guess, even if he was unaware of it, it sounds like she knew he was special. And now he's starting to realize that she was right about him. And then we see the notebook says D-I-E, which is either literally die or it's
like a 20-sided die. Yeah,
possibly. Who knows? Good questions. All good questions. And then the penetration with the stiletto, that is exclusive to the television show. That was not
in that one wasn't in the book
in the text. No, not so much.
What about the penetration with Montrose?
Also not in the books. No, Montrose did not have this this storyline in the books. He was really just a troubled father. He didn't approve of Atticus's. He didn't approve of any racist authors, mm-hmm. and that was kind of his whole shtick.
That's barely even in his shtick in the show. It seems like, you know, it's like it was mentioned like in the first episode, but we've never really seen anything come of it.
Yeah.
Except, you know, he's just trying to destroy the magic stuff because it's dangerous.
So interesting. And then, of course, Christina Braithwaite, not in the books. It's just Caleb Braithwaite.
Did Caleb turn into William as well?
That would be unnecessary, right? A white man turning into another white man just for fun, just so he could do shit that, you know, doesn't get traced back to you.
So but, you mentioned, you know, in the book that there is some like transformation stuff that happens.
Strictly Ruby. So Ruby does transform, and she goes by Hillary when she transforms. So that was straight from the books, but she was also a redhead in the books.
Hmm.
Not so much here. So this is two redheads that they've omitted. So I think the writers of the show
really racist against redheads. Gingers. Yes,
ginger. They're gingerphobic, I believe.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Why not?
So someday in the near future, we're going to get a show that really dives deep into the tough history that gingers have had to overcome. I don't know how deep that goes. I don't, I don't really associate with gingers personally because.
So, I mean, there is a history of Irish people being oppressed notably red haired Irish. So, I mean, there is some truth to that.
There could be. That would not be Lovecraft Country. That would be a different country.
Lovecraft Country 2. Never gonna give up Lovecraft.
Never.
That starring Rick Astley. It takes place in the 80s.
How about the American Psycho homage there? Did you pick up on that at all?
I don't think I did.
The first trans. I don't know. I got serious American Psycho vibes. The first transformation. Not only did they have the plastic all over the room, right, to catch the blood.
Oh yeah.
But he's also dressed a lot like Patrick Bateman. He's got that 80s style suspenders and the big wide tie.
He wasn't wearing a rain slick.
He was not, and they didn't have Huey Lewis playing. Although no, Huey Lewis, I think he was probably humming it in his head, if I had to guess.
I mean, they play like Cardi B at some point, so I guess they can play whatever they want.
They could. I appreciated that. And then, yeah, the transformations get less painful. Although it looked like Christina / William was still in a good deal of pain. And maybe, God knows how many times they've gone through that transformation.
Maybe he was playing it up for Ruby's sake. Like, hey, check this out. Like, you know?
Like how Ruby was kind of confused about what was happening. You'd think after going through this so many times herself, she'd recognize it a little faster.
After 5 episodes of the show, you'd have guessed that Christina and William were the same person.
I'd like to meet the person that was just completely just head blown.
Baffled by that, yeah.
What? I don't believe it.
Although, like, it could very well be like a lot of people, you picked up on it based on evidence from the book, right?
I saw somebody mention it in a Reddit comment, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But that was after episode one, and since then there have been several hints.
Yeah,
I think after that first time that she disappears and William comes out, I think I would have started suspecting it. And then, yeah, they definitely laid it on pretty thick this episode before the big reveal. But yeah, it's good that, you know, you got to have the breadcrumbs to really earn the payoff. So
if you have too many breadcrumbs, it's too obvious.
I guess I'd be curious how many people were surprised because to me it was just, yeah, makes perfect sense. I'm glad we're finally officially aware. You know, I wasn't sure if they were going to give the big grand reveal. If they didn't, I would have been like, come on, when are we going to, let's get this over with. We all know what's going on here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, cat's out of the bag. Christina's out of the William. Gonna be the new expression.
Ruby's out of the Hillary.
There you go. How about Ruby giving, I forget the name of the woman who works at the department store.
Tamara.
Writing her pretty hard. Tamara.
Yeah, so she was like, and I feel like that kind of, you know, I feel like she was trying to be one way, but looking like a white woman, it comes off a very different way.
For sure. You know,
if she looked like Ruby, that might have seemed a lot different than it wound up seeming.
Yeah, right. For Tamara, yeah, I think Tamara understood that she was looking out for her best interest at all. She, didn't appreciate it.
And then, and then same with like going to the Southside bar, like it feels kind of exploitative, like all your white coworkers want you to, you know, show them a good time. And they say it's like a safari, you know.
Oh, my. Yeah, that was poor choice of words there.
Very much.
Different times. Eek.
Well, yeah.
And then, what about I forget the name of the guy now, the guy that got stilettoed.
Ruby. Mr. Hughes.
How about the boss? Ruby asking if he ever came on to anybody, and they said, of course not, never him. But then, of course, he comes on to
Tamara. Well, because, I think the point there was that, like, he felt like he could, you know, get away with that. Like she's not as important because she's a colored and all that. So,
oof.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe I got from the way he was treating her, that she didn't matter as much. So he could, you know, do whatever.
And then fire her because she's just not performing.
Right.
The part where Ruby first turns into, I'll just talk about from the book. Mm-hmm. The transformation was a little different. She like got way drunk with Caleb the first night. So I guess we'll just call him mm-hmm. William, which they did in the show. But in the book, he basically presented the vial of the elixir or whatever you want to call it. And she knowingly took it. So it's a little different than this. It seems like he just kind of dosed her. Like mm-hmm. she had no idea what she was getting into. Just surprise, you're a white woman.
Might be kind of splitting hairs though, because like I kind of like the way they did in the show, because you know he gave her that choice later, but he felt like she needed to have a taste of the experience herself.
Well, they still, because she was still kind of, she was so drunk she kind of forgot about it, but then later she had flashes of remembering that she. Mm. Willingly took the drink.
Gotcha.
But yeah, not super important. But in the book, she woke up in a bed covered in blood because of the transformation. So
it's messy.
It's messy.
So did he like clean her up or something in the show? Like, because she was like perfectly clean.
She
ever take a bath or something?
I think she took a bath almost immediately. Like after she woke up, maybe she cleaned up in the shower.
No. I meant like in the show, she wasn't bloody at all when she woke up
she
the
wasn't.
First time.
Yeah. So I fell asleep at that point in the book, but it was definitely a messy transformation. But the scene where she kind of bumps into the African-American kid and then the police immediately like attack him, that mm-hmm. was kind of in the book too. Just all of a sudden. Yeah. Now she's not being harassed by the police.
Yeah, well, not only that, but it's like she's being like aggressively like, you know, revenged by them.
Yeah. And that was from the book.
This kid who didn't do anything.
So then after that, then the police officer that saves her ends up kind of like inviting her for a cup of coffee and then wants to take her out on a date. And it's like this whole storyline where it's almost like a little meet cute with a. Yeah, police officer.
Aw, you almost beat up a child for me.
But yeah, I loved that chapter in the book. I thought this was pretty good. I really liked, like you said, the effects watching the transformation. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that was CGI or do you think that was practical effects?
That was definitely CGI.
Okay, you know, you never know. Maybe donating bodies to science. God knows what's going on in Hollywood. You never know. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, the bone crunching sounds, that was pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Oof. And like, so like that part, especially when in the first time we see it, American Psycho moment, like mm-hmm. you said, there's a point where, like, I think when William stabs her, we see like Ruby's eye in Hillary's mouth, like Hillary's mouth opens. Ooh. And you can see Ruby's eye looking through,
yeah.
Yeah. Which is pretty freaky and kind of awesome.
That was awesome. I would like to know, we see her getting the interview. And then she's offered assistant manager, like, right off the bat, mm-hmm. which is kind of funny. But then she's heading to the elevator. And you know that in the elevator, she has this transformation process, which is quite messy. I would like to know how that played out. What was the story behind? That was
kind of my question, too. Yeah. They did they kind of skipped that, right?
Yeah, they did. In the books, yeah, and then it's like, does she have clothes on the other side when she comes out? What's going on there? So naked Ruby tries to escape all bloody from an elevator. And then of course the end with the stiletto incident. What's the escape plan?
Yeah, I was wondering, like, how's she gonna get home? Like, she's naked, she's covered in blood, and she just, like, you know, violated a dude with a stiletto.
And so the dude's not dead. So now not only has he seen Hillary's face, but now he's also seen Ruby's face. So no matter who she appears as, you know,
she's compromised both her identities. Yeah.
Yeah. Seemed kind of sloppy there. She's going to have to tweak the potion to where now when she transforms, it's going to be a different white woman.
So is it like Polyjuice potion? She just takes like a hair. Is the real Hillary like locked in William's basement?
It's funny, that's actually spoiler alert for the book, but yes, that's basically what you find out. I guess that's what they're alluding to with this locked basement, is that the host Hillary is down there, and there's a story behind it, which maybe we'll see if the show gets there before. So
William talked about developing this spell, like metamorphosis. Could this be Christina / William's like one spell that they make in their life, or will they make more spells, or is this, you know, did they create this one?
I guess they've kind of established in the show that everyone has one spell.
Well, she says that like
Samuel's big thing.
Most people who make a spell only get one, only wind up making one because it's like such a difficult process or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So one thing that bothered me, like, I we'll see how the show plays it out. That wasn't really established, I don't think, in the books, that you have kind of one signature spell. That'd be funny if they have spells named after them. This is the Braithwaite spell of invincibility.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, like, in the books, they make it a point to, Ruby asks, is this magic? And he's like, magic is in science fiction or whatever. This is science. Like, they adamantly kind of said, this isn't magic, this is alchemy. You study it, it's a science, and there's laws and
but
whatever.
Doesn't he also say that, like, you could argue that they're the same thing?
Kind of, yes. But I guess the difference is the book, they're adamantly against magic, whereas this, she's calling it magic herself, which is a big difference. And I don't know that I like that. I kind of like that they looked down on magic, like that's too easy to explain this stuff. This is hard work. I didn't go to 7 years of alchemy school to be called a magician, thank you very much. Something like that. I don't do card tricks. Tricks are things that horse do for
for money.
For money. Or candy.
Illusions, Pop.
Arrested Development, great show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are all my initial thoughts before I watch it again and fully dissect it.
Mm-hmm. Same. I agree. I enjoyed the episode. I do like I kind of like that Atticus and Letty took like a backseat in this one. I think the Montrose stuff was I'm not exactly sure where they're going with that, really.
Same. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I'm kind of confused where Montrose is in all this. He seemed very sure of himself in killing Yahima, and now he seems like he almost regrets it. He's not really sure what he's doing. He's just confused about everything. I don't know.
Well, I think his son beating his face maybe.
Yeah, but even before that, he just he seemed like he was in a very odd place. Like he didn't really, he really regretted killing her, but I guess he's only doing it to protect Atticus because that's in his mind, that's what he's doing. I don't know. Sad. Same. So where's Yahima's body? Where did that, what happened to that?
Great question. I mean, where's Titus's pages?
Where is it? I guess he ate the body and the pages.
And maybe he burned them.
Could be. That's his MO. Drinking and pouring liquor on it and
pouring booze on it and burning them. Yep.
But it's okay. He read the page, so he's absorbed all the information. No need for a reread.
He remembers the poem in the beginning that tells you the answer to the riddle.
I guess we'll see. Stay tuned. We got a whole half of the season is still left.
Still yet to come.
In the most optimistic way to look at it. We will see in the weeks that come.
I'm optimistic for the future.
What happens in Lovecraft Country.
So join us later in the week while we discuss the episode in full and give you more than just a sip.
Yeah, we're going to scour the internet and rewatch the episode. I'm going to read the episode too. I had subtitles on, so technically I was reading the episode.
Look at you. Exploring the wonders of literacy.
I love it. Words, knowledge is power. I think Jesus said that in one of his parables.
That was him.
About a mustard seed. So
knowledge is half the battle.
That is it for this episode. If you enjoy the show, best way to support us is to leave a 5-star review, tell a friend, and subscribe.
We also have a Patreon.
That's right. Even better way to support the show with money.
Every time you describe the best way to support us and then the even better way to support us.
There's an even better way. There's more. For as little as $1 a month, you can support our show and it would really help. Hosting ain't free. I looked into it. It's hard to...
You too can sponsor a podcaster.
we'll send you a postcard. Sarah McLachlan. With Jimmy's face, and he won't eat for a whole day.
You'll get a picture.
Really sad.
And you'll get a letter from us, maybe?
We'll give out letters. Yes. Maybe we should add that as a tier, a reward tier.
There you go.
Hopefully a letter from us, a color picture, and I'll thank you from the bottom of our hearts. But really, it does help. Cost money to host a podcast, so all the help we can get, and also improve the audio equipment and everything else. So thank you for listening, and until next week, we're one drink
life's
in.
More fun.
Life's more fun. One drink in.
One drink out.